Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, December 17th, 2022. So, on this day, 8 days removed from Christmas, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And was it a gift?
It was a gift. Yes, it was. Surprisingly easy for me for Saturday.
Me too.
Oh, really? Well, maybe then I'm not the genius I thought I was.
Well, I think you are the genius that you think you are.
Hardly. But no, I finished it in 21:36.
Whoa. I did it in 24:50.
Uh-huh.
Which was still about an hour and 15 minutes less than I did the last one.
Yes, I know. Fridays was so hard. Now, maybe they were giving us a break.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
It was an enjoyable puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not the challenge that I usually think of on Saturdays.
No, I think they got Friday and Saturday swapped.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I blame it on a stiff breeze in Will's office. With absolutely no proof to back that up. There was no theme.
No, there wasn't.
So I guess we'll skip over that part.
Uh-huh. But a lot of good clues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun clues. Not quite as many unknown clues as last or yesterday's, where there were just a lot of facts in that one that I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Like gun bore.
Right.
but this one, the words were a little more familiar, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the phrases, like 45 across, not getting involved in any nastiness, above the fray.
Right.
I used that many times.
Took me a while to get that. I needed some crosses to help me.
Mm-hmm. But you've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Many
uh-huh.
times, many times. And well, the one that kind of tripped me up was 49 across, Ralphie's wish in A Christmas Story, and I knew it was a BB gun, and then BB gun didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the red, and I'm like, oh, it was a Red Ryder BB gun, but I spelled Ryder with an I, and then had to go back and change it to a Y.
So that's not a reference to a sleigh?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a reference to a gun.
Hmm.
A BB gun.
I see. Okay.
And everyone told him he would shoot his eye out.
Uh-huh.
They said, you can't have one of those. You'll shoot your eye out.
Mm.
Well.
But that eye of Ryder, or what you had as an eye but became a Y of Ryder, ran into 46 down storage unit or bite.
Yes. That's when I knew it had to be a Y.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
15 across was the Manassa blank, nickname for boxer Jack Dempsey,
yeah.
And the answer was Mahler.
Right, uh-huh.
And I sort of wavered as I was spelling Mahler. It's just like, is it M-A-W, like a maw?
No,
but then I got a hold of myself, and it's like, no, M-A-U-L-E-R.
The maul.
The one right before that I thought was terrific. 14 across, place with multiple ports.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was wine bar.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You know, I kept thinking about like the back of a computer,
uh-huh.
the back of an audio system of some sort.
I was thinking of a marina or
a marina?
Well, you know, like.
Sure, yeah, because I thought.
Nautical.
Yeah, because I thought about that too, but nope, wine bar.
Uh huh, yep, that was good.
And actually 14 down coming off that W. Outdoor event with long sticks informally. And I was thinking it had something to do with skiing, but it was a weenie roast.
Yes.
That was cute.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure how to spell weenie. I wanted to spell it W-I-E-N, because wiener is W-I-E-N-E-R, right?
Yes, but weenie is W-E-E-N-I-E.
Isn't it interesting how that I turned into an E?
Uh-huh. The one right next to it, oh, it took me forever to figure out what they were talking about. I got the word, but it was just like, well, clue, 16 down, was cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
Cold shower, and it was thermometer.
Yes.
And then I realized it was cold shower.
Yes.
And so the thermometer does show if it's cold. So.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one, too.
And there's actually a trifecta of good clues there, because 18 down, I spilled blank on my dog, now he's gone. That was a quote by Stephen Wright,
mm-hmm.
and the answer was spot remover.
Yeah, that was funny.
I knew that,
Did you?
I actually remembered that joke. Uh-huh. It's like I spilled. Okay, what did he spill? It's like, oh yeah, spot remover.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So funny. Still funny after all these years. Let's see. They also sort of broke out the pun for 17 across. It makes sense. S-C-E-N-T-S. And the answer was air freshener.
Right.
That was sort of a groaner.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, seven across, certain parental figure, dad bod.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of great clues.
Mm-hmm.
And words that were familiar. You know, nothing really sticks out to me except maybe the very last one, but I've seen that word before. 66 across, honorific, that translates to born before,
mm-hmm.
was Cincy.
I always thought that meant teacher.
Well, I did too, but I mean, I think that's how it's used. It's Japanese, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cincy. But no, it means born before. So maybe they think, well, if you're born before, you can be the teacher to someone who was born after you.
I guess it would help, at least if you were older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
25 down, overcast clouds was Strati.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was thinking it was going to be Siri, because that was the only set of clouds I could think of that had to be in the plural, because 42 mm-hmm. across, yes, understood, was IC.
Right.
But mm-hmm. turned out to be Strati.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Let's see. 13 across, one confined to a cell, was amoeba.
Uh-huh.
And I thought an amoeba is a cell.
Yeah, it is.
I thought that was a little misleading there.
Well, it's confined to a cell, meaning that it's a one-celled organism. It can't be two cells. If it was two cells, it wouldn't be an amoeba. Amoeba
right.
is a one cell.
Yes, I understand that.
So confined to a cell means uh-huh. can only have one cell, amoeba. So.
Okay, I'll mm-hmm. take your word for it.
Yep, makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. 36 down was cute. Here, and the answer was on Earth.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I thought, what if you're like on an airplane or on the International Space Station?
Uh-huh, then you aren't here.
Right, so you shouldn't be solving the New York Times crossword because that would throw you off.
Uh-huh.
One other one, 48 down, subject of a Nepali hunting license was Yeti.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
I wonder if that's true. You think you have to get a hunting license to go after a Yeti?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's a fictional hunting license to go after a fictional creature.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Well, maybe over there it's not fictional.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Well, this wasn't too challenging. I mean, it was challenging. I shouldn't say that.
I mean, if you look at the downs, they are long.
Yes.
They run almost the length of the height of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them.
Right.
The very, very few short ones going down.
But it was definitely gentler than Saturdays been.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was just because not a lot of obscure facts, but lots of more familiar phrases and words.
Right. Not too many pop culture references.
No.
And not too many rare foods.
Right.
Like tilapia.
Yeah.
Which apparently you have every day for breakfast.
No,
I had no idea.
I don't, but I do know about tilapia. Uh-huh.
Sorry, I just had to bring that into today's podcast.
It is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to Saturday.
All right. Well, since it is Saturday, that means it's also time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yep.
Where we look back through the week's crosswords and pick out what we deem to be the very best.
Yes.
And this week, we have picked Fried. Oops. Sorry. I talked over your musical intro there.
No, I thought you were waiting for a fanfare.
Friday. We picked yesterday's.
Even though it was very hard.
Yes, indeed. And that was by Cameron Austin Collins. And it was a real slog fest, at least for yours truly.
Me too.
Right. And it just had some terrific, terrific clues.
Oh, definitely.
Like two down, glass houses, aquaria.
Uh-huh.
And handles made to be played with, gamer tags.
Yes.
And the mysterious, as you were alluding to, channel through a barrel, gun bore.
Right.
Just like, they just kept coming.
Oh, you bet.
Inspiration for some fashion lines, zebra.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. just great everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it was very good.
Mm-hmm. So we are giving that the jam katwa.
Uh-huh. Friday goes, I would say one of the best. Friday mm-hmm. is not my favorite crossword day, but I did enjoy solving this one, although it took me a while.
Yes, indeed. And mm-hmm. it took me quite some time. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Cameron Austin Collins, if you happen to be listening and are so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we will have a wonderful Jam Katwa prize
yes.
winging its way towards you in no time.
Well, maybe after the holidays. So.
Okay, fine. When we say no time, we mean sometime.
Maybe in a week or so.
Maybe in a week or so, yes.
Give us a week or so.
To right.
Get it put together and in the mail.
Get our act together.
That's right.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. So the Sunday crossword is already out, listeners. Hope you're ready to tackle it. We are going to be doing that at Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword HQ. And we'll be back again to report on how we did on that crossword. And we hope you're going to be back here to hear how we did on that crossword
yep.
tomorrow.
Bye-bye.